Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Cleansing of Our Blood. And as a text, I'm using a passage found in Joel, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 through 21. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. The cleansing of our blood. And I'd like to begin today's broadcast by looking at what Jesus had to say in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 3. And this is the first of what we call the Beatitudes. And maybe we could, let's say that another way. It's one of the Beatitudes, a condition of how we should be, our attitude, in a way that would glorify God. And in that first exhortation, the Lord is saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that poor in spirit, it means meek or humble. And beloved, we have to come to a place where we realize, in fact, the older you grow, the more you begin to realize you just don't have it all yourself. When I was 19, I thought I knew just about everything. The older I get, the more I am readily able to admit I know so very little. And if you can hear this, I know it sounds kind of shocking to say, but if you understand what the Lord is getting at, that the Lord is actually creating a spirit of poverty in the kingdom. We don't know anything. We can't do anything. Beloved, we can't operate on past experiences or what we read in a book or what somebody tells us or even on common sense in terms of what's expedient, but it has to be a total dependency upon God. That's what that poor in spirit means. Not arrogant, not having it all together, not having an answer for every situation. We have to say, Lord, it's just like Jehoshaphat did. He came helpless before the Lord, and he was saying, Lord, there's nothing we can do. This is a tremendous army. And those who were godly kings under the old covenant, when they would call out to God and recognize their complete inability, God moved against insurmountable odds in the natural. Look at Gideon. He routed how many thousands of enemy soldiers? 300 men. God reduced the army to 300 men. So God was showing that it's nothing in terms of our military strength, our personal spirituality, but beloved, we have to be totally dependent upon God. We have to be just like Jesus. He was the very Son of God, the Son of Man, incarnate in human flesh, and He said, I only do that which I see the Father doing. We need to have childlike characteristics, to be meek and humble, and not to have an exalted opinion of ourselves. That is so against and in opposition to the Spirit of Christ. Jesus said, except ye become converted. There's a process there. And as we become converted, what does he say? Except you become converted and become as little children, you shall no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. So that's a very powerful statement. And listen now to the word of the Lord. Or again, we're talking about the cleansing of our blood. I'm bringing together a lot of passages, but to help you understand what God is after. Isaiah, the 4th chapter, verses 3 and 4, declares this, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy. there is a remnant. There's been a remnant in every generation who are really serving God and putting Him first. Everyone that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Listen to this. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof. Obviously, he's not talking about a city. He's talking about the inhabitants of the city. Again, that is, there's a parallel reference to what the Lord was saying through the prophet Joel. He will cleanse our blood that has not been cleansed. He will purge, he will wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion. He shall purge the blood of Jerusalem. How? But from the midst thereof, by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. Now you have to stay with me there. Just hold on. As we look at God's plans, he's saying that everyone who's going to finally be in Jerusalem are going to be called holy. Everyone that's living in Jerusalem, when something the Lord is going to have to do, it doesn't say we're going to do it. It says not that we're going to get it so all together that, you know, bless God, we're just, you know, can take pride in what we've done. We have no ability. It's only by His grace, beloved. The Lord is going to wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purge our blood, purge the blood of Jerusalem by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Now, what's that mean? Well, God's plans are that He's going to wash away the filth. He's going to purge the blood. And beloved, is that not what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life, in my life? He's washing away the filth of our hands, the filth of our tongues, the filth of our minds and bodies. There is a change, beloved. God is initiating. He is starting it. He who began that work in us, He's faithful to complete it. Beloved, that work is already underway in our mortal bodies, in our mortal being, in who we are. God is beginning this work of cleansing. He's washing away the filth from the soul realm. You know, psychiatrists tell us that 50 to 85% of all sicknesses and diseases are psychosomatic in origin. In other words, not that they're imagining, you know, a person is a hypochondriac, they're imagining they're sick when they're really not, but in fact, that the actual diseases we have, the sicknesses we have, are caused by the way we think. And beloved, if you're filled with anger, with bitterness, resentment, or rebellion, jealousy, lust, you are surely, but slowly and inevitably, killing yourself. The wages of sin is death. He wants to wash away that filth, beloved. Adam, our first parent, and Eve sinned. Death passed to all men. But the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, quickens us to life. Our minds, our desires, our reactions, our will, our attitudes. Beloved, God is purging. God is cleansing. Some of you, you've wondered, you've walked with the Lord, you've loved the Lord, and you've had some real difficulties. You don't understand why you're reacting the way you are, that temper, that anger, that impatience. Beloved, what's the Holy Spirit doing? Well, He's just bringing it to the surface. He's refining us in the fire as gold is refined. And beloved, what happens when a refiner sits before gold and it gets that molten gold? It's the impurities rise to the top, bringing the impurities to the surface so we can cry out in repentance and ask for deliverance and forgiveness. That's the spirit of judgment, the spirit of burning. This is how He does it. The word says judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And beloved, it's not by soulish means, it's not by doctrine, but by the operation of the Spirit of the Lord. That word judgment, Hebrew word is mishpat. It's for justice, for what it means, what is right, privilege. And listen to this, beloved, it's a verdict, whether favorable or unfavorable, but it's pronounced. judicially. It's a formal decree, a judgment which is rooted in God's character. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints, Psalm 37:28. And beloved, as the very children of God, we emulate that. We duplicate that. Verse 30 says, the mouth of the righteous speak wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Note what I just shared in those scriptures. The meaning of judgment, it's pronouncement or a decree. The mouth of the righteous speak wisdom, his tongue talketh of judgment, pronouncement, decree. The Lord loveth judgment. That pronouncement, beloved, what are we talking about? It's that which is spoken. So, beloved, God will accomplish this judgment and speak it into being through your own lips. Remember, Proverbs says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Joshua was admonished to meditate upon the word of the Lord, meditate upon it day and night, that he would prosper, that he would have success. So, beloved, you and I need to speak to our circumstances. We need to speak to our body. We need to, beloved, understand that out of our mouth, God can accomplish judgment. When Jesus said, be thou made whole, he was certainly speaking to the not just the body, but to the whole person. And so that, beloved, that spirit of judgment speaks. You command, you speak things into being. This is the mandate God has given us as a prophetic generation. We are speaking forth his will, thy kingdom come. Note what Isaiah 51:16 says, I have put my words in thy mouth. I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heaven and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Beloved, that's prophetic expression. He's not speaking of the present earth, this physical earth, this globe. It's already established. But beloved, God won't let your words fall to the ground. The spirit of judgment speaks. The spirit of judgment pronounces, decrees that which is spoken and willed by God. This is our heritage, beloved. Praise God. What a thrilling, I could spend an hour on this subject, but we must move on, and I invite you to join me as we move on to the spirit of burning on tomorrow's broadcast. It's a joy to minister to you. There's so much. God's word is so rich. Thank you for joining me. As I trust you're able to join me, we'll continue on tomorrow. If anytime you miss it, just go to unveilchrist.org. You can listen to the broadcast posted there at your convenience. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Won't you write? If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I know you'll be blessed by the personal answer I send back to you, as well as the ministry of correspondence. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.